You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, y'all? What up? We finally back. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Doing good. It's good to see you guys.
Good to see you as well. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Flash After Show, Season 6, Episode 16. So long, goodbye. And we are the After Show panel. I am not alone, as you guys can see. We got Shiksha Mittani. How are you doing? The OG. She knows everything about Bollywood, and she is my go-to for Flash News. How are you doing? How is, like, quarantine going? I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. It's been forever, but I'm glad to be back, trying to stay safe, and just really grateful that Flash is finally back.
Yes, and you know who else is back?
Indeed,
Zach is back.
Indeed, I am.
Zach, how are you doing? My OG of the Flash panel. Everybody who watches this panel knows you. So how are you doing?
Doing good, man. Can't complain. Living at home is quite the life. I feel like a cat.
Oh, dude. You know what's
funny? I live a cat
funny?
Life, you know?
I text my friends like every so often. I'm like, I look like a sad dog just looking out the window. I do it like at least three times a day. Like it is what it is. Like I could physically walk outside with a mask or whatever. But I just feel the need to look outside
just
and
look
be sad.
So, longing.
Video of yourself doing that.
So, like, I need somebody outside pointed at me while I'm doing this. But that's beside the point. But, yes, this is the Flash After Show. There's so much going on in this episode, and we don't even have that many episodes left. But, yeah, from seeing Sue back with Cisco and Ralph, that was cool. Like, we got to see Sue with Cisco for the first time. So, like, their interaction, which is always cool because Cisco is always bringing the funny. And Sue is a new character that we got to see interact with so many new people today. And then also we got to see all the drama with Joe, Barry, and Iris. And Iris is not holding back on any of the drama. If anything, she is riling it up because she wants the drama. And then Joe is just, he's in a lot of trouble. What'd you guys think about the overall episode?
I really enjoyed it. I thought this was a really great episode to start us off after the hiatus. Just because we got to see all the different characters. It wasn't just focused on one or two characters, which we've seen this season. So I'm glad that we got to see everybody now that we're back. And I thought that this moved the story along in an interesting and a different way. So I thought that that was cool.
Yeah, no, I definitely have to agree with you. I did enjoy tonight's episode. It's a little bit different. The show itself is actually taking a turn, kind of down a familiar route, which we've seen in the past with other Flash seasons where potentially losing his power. I would say it was more of an emotional type of episode that pieced a lot of things together. Hopefully Barry starts piecing some things together finally. But I enjoyed it overall, to say the least, for a comeback from a long hiatus.
Yeah, and you kind of put it, I didn't even think about it. I thought this was like a action-packed episode, and it really
it
wasn't.
Was, it was more. It wasn't, I mean, like, it wasn't, though. It's
yeah,
weird.
Like it had action, but like it was way more emotion, and like that kept me through it. So like I was so invested. I was like, you know what? That's just action because I was so invested.
Dare no, I say, go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm just, no, you, oh, are you?
I was going to say, dare I say, it might have been one of the most perfectly balanced episodes between emotion, action, humor, pairing of characters, me caring enough about each storyline and arc and character. Some episodes you're very much just like, what's going on over here? I don't care, get back to this over here. Or like so much action, no drama, too much drama, no action. Definitely I don't know.
I agree.
Now that I think about it, it's kind of like one of those.
This was a good one because this season we've seen a lot of just, you know, we've been pulled in different directions because we've talked about how this season we have so many characters and it's hard to keep up. But you're right, this episode was very balanced. And I think in a way, Barry not really having full power allowed for that balance.
You know? Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, he's kind of becoming human and has, it's interesting because there's been seasons where he's just lost his power, has to gain it back. It hasn't been a progression of like emptying the fuel tank. And it's interesting to see the psyche of who he is and how he's handling it and how everyone else around him is handling it. Obviously, Iris, Mirror Iris, pushing it to the extreme limits. I don't know. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you kind of put it on the head. It was a lot of drama, but it was great acting. And mm-hmm. then and like seeing Joe go through it after being like almost killed in a car, going up to old boy's house, be like, you know what? I'm coming to your face. Then having to say, no, I'm going to die for you, my wife. Like, he went through so many different, like, things in this episode, and he was a great actor. But let's get into the episode. Before we get into Joe, I kind of want to talk about Sue, Ralph, and Cisco, because we got a fun side of things, because there was a lot of drama on one side and a lot of fun on the start. So let's start with the fun. So what'd you guys think about Sue's plan when you guys first saw her? We see Sue kind of doing her own thing, kind of being mischief again. You see Ralph trying to go after her. He kind of finds her, but does he really? She kind of leaves him in a trap. So what do you guys think about Sue's real plan when we find that out?
I was just not expecting it. Because I was enjoying the back and forth between Ralph and Sue throughout the entire episode. So I was taken by surprise at the end when it was revealed, like her reasons behind all of it was revealed. But it also made her like a good person in a way. It just made you feel for her, made you feel emotionally attached to her. And that, I think, is what's going to help us start to, you know, ship her with Ralph. Even though we know that's endgame, we're starting to feel it in a way, you know? And I loved her with Cisco. That was awesome.
There was definitely a lot of great chemistry amongst all three of them. Mm-hmm. I would have to say it's kind of like another bait and switch. I mean, we saw this already. This is what happened in the beginning with Sue and Ralph. But the cool thing is that, like, you know, fool me once, whatever that phrase is, fool me once, you know, yeah, it's on me, fool me twice, whatever.
Shame on you.
I'm butchering that, by the way. Sorry. It would be a shame if the writers chose to go down the path of being like, you know what, we're going to throw this, like, little gunt wretch at these guys again to really have people and fans like who Sue is, to like the relationship, and then it's like another bait and switch where she just, like, plays him yet again. I wouldn't put it past the writers. I could kind of see that happening. I did enjoy the setup of things because there's these little nuances of where they're sitting down. She's like flirting-ish with Cisco, mm-hmm. kind of like, hey, you know, this is introduction to my friends. You guys are getting along pretty well. And then there's that scene where they're sitting down in the bank and they're just like married. Ew, no, like they're the same person. We're just showing, we're being showed more and more how perfect they are for each other. So it's kind of cool to see them realize that. I do think though, she's going to screw him over one more time.
So that's kind of my next question in a sense, because
100%.
I liked how she was messing with him at the beginning. But then I loved how we kind of got something serious towards the end and kind of a reason why she was doing what she was doing. Because I was like, I don't think she's supposed to be a bad person. Like, she's supposed to have good morals in a sense. But, like, please let me know if I'm wrong, or, like, Zach or people in the comments or anyone, Shiksha. But, like, I was kind of thrown off by that. And then to hear that you think that she might be switching it again, it's interesting to see. So do you guys think, Zach, you kind of already hinted at it, but do you think she's going to join Team Flash after this, or is she going to kind of go on her own? Because she's still going for Carver.
So here's the thing. If I were, you know, all this, like, shortening of the of us being able to film and whatnot, I don't know if they'll have enough time to put everything into what we're actually watching here. I will say I feel like she is Selina Kyle. And Selina Kyle with Batman as Catwoman, very much slick and sly, and there's this back and forth always between them. Will they not? And it's like, how long the writers want to play with this. We'll see if, you know, we get another season. I know we will, but I don't know. What do you think?
Shiksa, for some reason, we can't hear you. Are you muted on the left side? Okay, well, if we can't hear you, just let me know when we can and whenever you get your mic going. But yeah, I kind of wanted to just talk about how Joe and Barry and Iris, because we kind of talked about Sue, Ralph, and Cisco, how that all went through. And I feel like there's going to be so much more to talk about soon. And I hope, because at the end of the day, they didn't really know that they were shutting down. You know what I'm saying? Like, they only have 3 episodes banked. So I don't know if they can change our perspective or change really what they had planned. So I'm interested. Like, so if she does, like you said, if she does trick them again, she might just trick them. And then that might be another cliffhanger or something.
Yeah.
So it'll definitely be interesting. But
one thing I don't want to see, though, is them just fall in love so quickly and then like start a relationship. Let it marinate towards the end of the season, maybe a first kiss in the like second episode of season 7, and like something bad happens what doesn't allow them to be together, but let it marinate a little bit more. You know, it's definitely a couple that I want to see together. I like them together. She's awesome, he's cool.
I mean, like you said, like they were never predetermined to be together, or they were never together before we saw them. So like, we would have to see the progression. It's not a Lois and Lane situation where we see them already get together and stuff. So you need that progression. You need the growth. You need the trust. You need all of that. But yeah, speaking of all of that and speaking of the trust that you need, I don't know. Like, at first I was like, why is Joe being so stubborn? Does he not trust anybody? Or does he just like,
I don't understand his character.
He was acting like Barry. He was acting like Barry. Like, he's like, no, I'm not listening. No, you can never tell me as many things right as possible. I'm still going to do it. Like, what were your like thoughts on like how Joe is acting in this whole episode?
Joe, to me, we can. Go ahead. Give your opinion. Let's do this. Perfect. Oh, awesome.
Yes. Thank
you. Go ahead. Lay it on us.
I think that Joe I feel like we haven't really seen that side of Joe in a while, because he's just been following Barry and what he thinks is right. So to see Joe go through this was very interesting, because now, you know, he's in charge of the police station. Barry is not doing so well. I think it was just a full on mix of emotions, and that's the reason we went through this. And I wonder if he's even going to be in the next few episodes, and if this was their way of pulling him out for a while. Because there was a lot of attention on him that we haven't really gotten a lot of attention on his character for a while.
Interesting. Zach, what do you think?
I think Joe is acting like a beat cop. You know, like, first 2-3 months on the job, you know, feeling comfortable, just coming out of the academy kind of thing, like reckless, not really knowing how to navigate the streets. I mean, this dude's a captain. He's come a long way and done a lot, and he's acting like he is like a rookie. And it's really, it almost was like a breakdown of a character for me. This was my least favorite part of the episode. I did not actually think his acting was on par. It was so out of character, to be honest with you. And I don't know whether it was geared towards trying to figure out who the mole was in it or what was going on, but like, he's been put in so many other situations where his family's on the line, and he did not act so reckless. Cecile, as much as we love her and love them as a couple together, like, that's a newer couple. If it was Iris sitting in the chair, I would 100% understand what he was doing. But like, Cecile sitting in the chair and whatnot, like, it just didn't balance out. He knew about Barry losing his power, but it didn't, like, it didn't work for me. You know, it just didn't. There were so many other things that could have, like, Barry could have done. So many other things that could have happened. Did you see how far Barry took Cecile away?
Yeah.
Like, that's a C4 bomb. That thing will probably blow up maybe the room. Like, he took her across town, and then he couldn't make it back. It was just out of character of Joe. He's being very reckless. I don't know
what dramatic effect.
But I think that dramatic effect was a plot hole, and I'm so and I know people don't like when I say that, but like, there was no reason for him to go down the street, pretty much went to Gotham City just to drop her off and pass all these other buildings. So what's happening to all these other people that are in all these buildings? Are they just dying? Like, what is going on? Why did you have to run around the whole city to save Joe and not save him?
don't know. Joe is supposed to be the father figure of the show. Someone just said that in the chat. I'm taking that line. Sorry. Classic Slayer 71. Logan Knight, what's up? Everyone, love you guys. But seriously, he's supposed to be the father figure of this show. He's supposed to be the patriarch of everything. And people go to him for guidance. Yeah, he could falter sometimes. Yeah, he could look to his kids to try and learn something new because we're always teaching and learning from one another. But this was like, he's a toddler, you know, running around with a shirt on and without a diaper kind of thing. It was stupid, you know?
I mean, Bear called him out. He was like, dog, you don't even have your badge. Like, what are you thinking? Like, this is your job. He was acting reckless.
How many times was that conversation flipped?
No, I'm saying like he does that to Bear. That was a Barry move the whole time. Mm-hmm. The whole time. Yeah. I'm like, what is your driving factor for you to be so like adamant reckless to do it today? Like there was no timetable except the bomb. And that's because you got yourself there. You know what I'm saying? Like it just seemed way too rushed. And I know they needed an episode for Joe and our driving factor, but I just feel like it wasn't really established enough.
To me, it didn't make much sense for him to go to this gentleman's house and kind of like play chicken.
It was reckless. Yeah, it was reckless.
It was more than reckless. I mean, like if he knew already that this guy had assassins after him, there's still currently one at large chasing him in this episode, why go to try and cut the chicken's head off, you know? It makes no sense, or cut the snake's head off. Because that guy could have just done so many things to Joan. He could have just disappeared, you know? Like, we know that he has enough information for him to not question whether this guy is like, maybe he's a bad guy, maybe he's doing something dirty, maybe he's not. Like, we know facts what's going on. So let me just go into, you know, like Medusa's den and turn to stone.
What do you think the writers were thinking when they wrote this episode? And because like you said, this was out of character for Joe. So what was the thought process there? What do y'all think?
Probably I thought Joe just thought he was going to be sneaky in the fact that it was like, oh, I'm going to actually record him, let him think that all my cards are down or whatever, and then play him. But I mean, because Joe has done something like that, but like it was still kind of like, this is a lot. Zach?
Oh man, the chat's kind of saying a lot of funny things. Renji, like really good. Joe obviously has a meta power called plot armor, though there are some plot holes, but it reflects him away from plots, you know, it protects him from whatever plot might be happening. That's not me, that's Renji in the chat. Honestly, I don't know what the writers are doing with this. We haven't seen this is how long we don't even see this bad guy. What is his name? Eva's husband?
Carver, right?
Carver.
We don't even see him for so long. I forget where he was in most of the season. And then I think it was a reason to bring him into the fold again.
Yeah, I was confused initially too, just because it's been so long and I had to remind myself what was happening. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot, but you know what else was a lot? Was Barry and Iris's fights. Not one. There were multiple fights. What were you guys' thoughts on those fights? Because Iris was not holding back. If anything, she was letting everything go and throwing everything at him, and he was just taking it. What do you think, Shikshir?
Well, can we talk about the fact that he still hasn't figured out that it's not the real Iris? Come on! I know, I saw the preview for next week. I know it's finally coming, but this has been really long time. It's been way too long. Y'all know it makes me upset. So, you know, the fact that she's just yelling at him and it's so out of character for her, and he's still not, it's not like a duh moment for, I don't know. It was just upsetting.
Zach?
Yeah, I'm finally in that boat.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a ton of funny memes about it. You know, like some of the meta tweets tonight are about it. I'm floored. It's like, I know there's crises going on and things happening, but man, everybody should be able to notice at this point. It's kind of, it's blatantly obvious. Like even Cecile, I'm sorry. How does that not like Your power alone is to detect like feelings and emotions. It should be clear that like this isn't Iris. This is like a clone or something different that you know doesn't really have too many feelings. It's almost
they're not just married. They grew up together. So he should be able to tell. If nobody else, he should be able to tell.
But like my thing is that she's been there for so long. Like she's played this game for so long. So she's played not only Barry, but she's played Joe. She's played everyone. So it's not like Barry should just like, I should know. And there's multiple other clones out there now. We got not Allegra, but what is her name? We have Cisco's girlfriend. I cannot think of her name. I apologize about that.
She's
a mirror version, and now we know David's a mirror version, not saying who called that one out, but that's beside the point. But no, there's
super weird this episode, I gotta say, like agreeing, didn't even fight Joe on it. Almost like,
but he wasn't, it wasn't
like,
him.
This is really on the, I know it wasn't him, it's really on the nose to say this, but it was almost like the mirroring of Iris and Barry, Joe and David, like they have a certain relationship as well that like us as an audience, like it, the second time around, I think it was that I was just like, what is going on? Why isn't he fighting him? Like, why is he just like giving up and being like, oh, I trust you. You do whatever you want. You know, like a little weird. So let me ask you, he has been the mole this whole time. That's who they've been looking for.
I don't think so, because he's working for Ava.
Yeah.
So he's not working for Carver. So I don't think he's the mole then.
Well, they think that there's a mole though in the CCPD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to mean that like that information is being fed to Carver. You know.
Yeah.
It could be information that's getting out to him regardless.
I think. Honestly, I think that's the reason why they would tell us he's a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Like they wouldn't have a mole
saying,
do you guys think he's going to play a bigger role down the line in the next three episodes? Talking about David.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. He's in this because now he's connected to Ava and he's connected to the police. So it just makes sense.
Some of the arguments that Barry's having with the fake Iris is going to...
that he couldn't tell that she was gone. They should definitely fight about that. I mean, yeah. So there will
actually, like, putting a mirror right in front of Barry of, like, who he is and what he does to everyone on the show. And tonight was a huge light shine on who he is and how he acts, where, like, she almost stormed out towards the end. We're going to, like, he's gonna like apologize a lot too. A thing that she'll argue over and fight with him about is just that, like, how can you not know who I am? We grew up together, like, come on, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think they'll get over that, you know. That would not be something to really harp on, you know, for the next season.
Well, okay, so question though, is it fair for that to be an accusation though, just because Barry carries most of the weight on his shoulders, so he does have to be the one to make those decisions. So to blame him for that is not really fair, I don't think.
I wouldn't say, I mean, this Iris was blaming him, obviously, just to get to him, to just have him lose his more speed force. I don't think people blame him necessarily, but it is something that he needs to be aware of, that he kind of started to be aware of, but doesn't really take it into heart. And I think this, no one's ever, like, he's never had Iris act like this before. You know, this, although it's not really her, and I'm sure he'll, like, be like, oh, whew, it wasn't the real thing, thank God. But, like, he still felt it.
Yeah.
You know, he still walked out that door and had that slow-moving scene, you know, that was reminiscent of, like, the Hulk at the end of every episode, then back in the 70s when he's walking down the street, you know, the sad music playing. You know?
Well, it's on him. It's on him because he didn't realize it's not the real Iris, so whatever, you know.
Yeah. It's on him.
So do you think, because I think there's a moment where he like kind of knows, hey, this is not really her. Do you think there's a moment in this episode where he notices, or you think it's going to be in the next episode?
See, I didn't get to see the preview, but while I was looking like through meta tweets and everything, I did see a lot of things hinting to it. I thought I saw it in his eyes tonight, you know, like like, are you Iris? Like, is that my wife? But he didn't fight for it. He just walked out the door. So it leads me to believe that he didn't really. He still thinks it's his wife, that he's just like in the doghouse, you know?
So, yeah, I don't think that he realized it in that moment. Because if you remember when Iris first went into the mirror, he went to Joe and said, I think we're falling apart. Like, she's pulling away from me. Do you guys remember that conversation that he had with Joe?
Yeah, of course. And then Joe kind of talked him off the ledge, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in that moment that he should have realized. But instead, he started to have doubts about the relationship and where they were headed. And I think that maybe that was him just being scared in today's episode, that that's the road they're headed on. And afterwards, he's going to be so upset about the fight that he's going to reflect on it and then realize, which is what I think is going to happen.
I got you. The inkling that I had is when she said the one line about his parents. She's like, you lost your parents, now I lost mine.
Yeah.
No, he knows no Iris would say that. No Iris would say that, like, at all. So right when that happened, because I watched this episode twice since it aired yesterday, I looked it over. He's like,
yeah.
He looked at her. He's like, and like kind of thought about it, like, what? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, he's a but witness protection. No, but it's witness protection. Sense. Like, she didn't lose her dad. He's technically within a 50-meter perimeter. That's what she said. She didn't lose nothing. Don't come to me saying that you lost your parents. And Barry would know she ain't saying something stupid like that.
So here's the thing.
Zach, what you got?
On the flip side of all of this, I agree, yes. Don't get me wrong.
That's what you...
I know you are. But she made a perfect point. I was like, the second those words came out of her mouth, I was like, oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, you better say something real quick, like, to, like... that makes sense, or I'm just going to turn this show off real quick right now. She made a perfect point of saying that, like, this guy's protected. Like, nobody can touch him. He even said nobody can touch him. Like, he had the captain of the police force there, and he walked out of the house, you know? He didn't walk out with him in cuffs. He had to walk out because, like, you know, he knew he can't touch him. And mm-hmm. Iris is right. She said, like, you know, this guy has multiple, you know, senators, all these politicians in his pockets. He, like, runs half the city probably. He has all this money, and he even has assassins coming after you. It could take years to put him and process him away before it's safe for him to come out of witness protection, which, like, yeah, he could come out and run the risk of that. I don't understand why they didn't put everyone into witness protection. Cecile, the baby, they all should have gone together. That didn't
make any
sense,
but. Yeah. I was just saying, the only reason they probably didn't is because they're going to use Cecile in a future episode or something.
I have to. Like,
I don't know. But we could talk about, like, the meat of this episode for days, but, like, we still have so much more to talk about. We still have the special segment, meta tweets. We still got news. But, like, let's jump into those meta tweets. What are the people saying, Zach?
Yeah, definitely, guys. So for all you who are joining us, I'm sure you're very aware of what we do. Unfortunately, with not being able to live stream, these aren't coming live from us while we got to watch. Still, reactions are the same. Still enjoying everything that you guys are talking about. So if we go over, let's head on over to Meta Tweets. I got four. Yep. So I got four tweets that I found personally funny. I try and do this in chronological order of the episode. This is from J-Ray, at the Mary Barry. Iris, my husband Barry Allen is the Flash. Ava, who already knows this because she's stalking Iris, family with the mirror clone for months, # the Flash. It's this funny meme of a girl just like pretending to try and be surprised, pretends to be shocked. Quite honestly, like, this scene was forced for me. And I was just like, oh my God, we're here again. Why is it necessary to tell her about Barry? You know, like, I get how it kind of drove the scene a little bit, but come on, guys. Like, everyone in the city is going to know who Barry is, which leads me to go ahead. What are you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just like, and the frustrating part for me was, like, she was like, oh, so we can get out? All right, we'll probably do it, like, in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm tired. I've been focusing on the meal all morning. Let me.
You're tired.
That surprised me too.
You're tired. Yeah. We've been trying to leave for long. Yeah. Nah, all right.
You've been here for six years. Like, you want to
exactly.
Like,
let's get out.
More? Yeah.
I ain't tired. Let's go.
the next meta tweet that coincides with this, which I mean, this just needs to happen. Ashley Wynn at Kick Ash Wynn. Barry should just have a press conference like Tony Stark announcing his secret identity at this point. Hashtag the Flash. And then there's
your boy.
The drunk Barry. I'm the Flash! I mean,
that was
who doesn't
great.
Know? Who doesn't know at
this
point?
Yeah, who doesn't
like,
know?
He'll meet somebody, and then like 5 minutes, mask off. By the way, I'm Barry Allen. Hi, nice to meet you. Like,
and
what?
And people walk into Star Labs all the time.
The time.
So they could easily see it. Yeah.
What was his face? Chester? Mm-hmm. He's just like blown away by it. Like, come on.
What? I was gonna say, Chester is supposed to be a season regular, and I ain't seen that guy in months. Granted, I got what we need to remember is that it's been a month since we've seen the last episode, and they were supposed to be week after week. So, like, also Iris being gone for a long time is because we haven't seen the episode for a long time. So I gotta always remember that.
But Chester has been in two episodes, I think.
True.
Yeah. So this next one, this is a classic. This meme was all over the internet for a while, guys. If you're listening to headphones, you might want to turn it down just a little bit. But this coincides with Cecile. And man, that scream that she let out when the pain that she felt from everyone getting like hurt today. Cecile today on The Flash, it's that goat screaming. And oh man.
Everybody knows the goat.
Everybody knows the goat. And I mean, if you want to play the sound, go ahead. It was
hilarious.
Yeah.
The scene with like her face screaming and like screaming right in front of the other face. I literally thought, I was like, that's a perfect like scary movie trailer.
It is
just right there. Like you can have that as like the billboard. And like her face was perfect for that.
Yeah. So that's that. Not sure if the sound's working. Not a problem. You guys can check it out later. That one was from Anthony at Flash_Titans. Cecile, and today's The Flash. And then last, obviously, how can I not talk about this? Anna at Gold Standard TM. Mirror Iris does not give a blank. Poor Barry, he didn't deserve this. Broken heart. Hope Iris kicks her ass. Hashtag The Flash. And this constant thread of, you know, each other's being each other's homes. Barry, you're my home. Not anymore. Just like, hands up. Get away from me. Get out the door. I think this gif wraps it all up for the entire episode between those two. You guys, that's meta tweets. I would love to say we get to see and watch these live. I'm not sure when we're back in the studio, but continue with these phenomenal golden tweets because I will get to feature some of yours eventually.
Yes, sir. Hopefully we are back in the studio soon. But until then, Shiksha, do you have some news for us?
I do. So, two pieces of news for you guys tonight. The first one is talking about the finale for this season. We are going to get less episodes than planned, unfortunately. So we have 3 episodes left, and the last one will be episode 19, which will air on May 12th. It's obviously ending earlier than planned because of Corona, and I hope everybody out there is staying safe and staying home. Grant Gustin told TV Line in an interview there was going to be a big Thawn cliffhanger at the end of what the season would have been, but that's not going to be the cliffhanger we get. Episode 19 is going to end up being our finale, so we're going to have a different cliffhanger than originally planned. He added the cliffhanger at the end of 619 does serve as a pretty good finale. So I guess we're going to find out. What do you guys think? Are y'all upset about this? What do you guys think is going to be the finale now that we're not getting Reverse Flash?
I don't know. I like the way you say finale, though. I say finale. Finale. Nice. I'm okay with it. I obviously want the cast and crew to be safe. I would not force them or want to see them have to film during all of them. You know, what's been going on in the world. So, you know, if it means, 2-3 episodes short of a season, Reverse Flash has been around since season 1. I'm sure we'll get to see more of him. You know, if it doesn't wrap up the season, oh well.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the big cliffhanger with Wells because we know what we got with him. We know that we're going to be interested next season.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the lesser storylines. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to miss to get there? Like, they didn't know they were ending on 19. How big of a cliffhanger could it been? It could have just been like a regular episode. You know what I mean? It's not like it's the usually like the episode right before the finale is usually big. It'd be different if it was one of those. So I'm hesitant to be optimistic because like I don't know where they left off because they weren't, no one was expecting all this craziness. But I hope it's a, I hope they have it in a way where they can edit it to make it look like an ending. But yeah, we would never want them to go back and not be safe. So I'm just excited for what they have in store and then what's to come for next
season. Hey, look, who's to say like a finale has to be like a big cliffhanger where it's negative? Why can't it be something happy? You know, like maybe we get Ralph and Sue, you know, together, something good, you know? I wouldn't really want to see that so much, but it could be a great ending of a season where Ralph finally gets the girl kind of thing, you know? And somewhat of a happy story, happy ending.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping it at least ends in a pleasant-ish place. But I guess we're just going to have to wait to find out.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments, you guys, what you guys think about the finale. Second in our news for the evening, Grant Gustin actually talked to TV Insider about why Barry has yet to realize why Iris isn't Iris. So when he was asked what was taking so long, he responded, quote, "It definitely goes longer than I think the viewers would like." Yes, it did. "I'm sure people are screaming at Barry to open his eyes." Yep. "And I was a little surprised how long it went to, but I think it's justified by how much other stuff is going on. Thawn coming back and dealing with him, the Speed Force now slowly dying, and Barry's speed depleting. I think he has enough distractions that we can buy that he's a little clouded right now, but he will be the first team member to start to realize something's off with Iris, and all these moments will start to add up when he finally has the epiphany that it's not really his Iris." I don't agree. Let me know in the comments if you guys agree. I don't think any of what Grant Gustin listed is enough to justify not realizing that Iris is Iris for so long. That is my opinion. What do you guys think?
First off, Shiksha's future partner better remember everything about her.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Yeah, damn right.
Like hair color, like eye color, like everything. No, but
everything.
I agree with you. Like there was a lot going on, but like that is the lady you sleep with every night. That is the lady you've known since you were a kid. Like, there's a lot going on, but you should know your one person that is supposed to be your home. So
your lightning rod, your rock, all these things. Yeah, 100%.
But they're also best friends. They grew up together. They're not just married.
So. Hey, we're not arguing with you anymore.
But like, Joe didn't know either. So like, it's just back and forth. And Joe is the dad. So like, but for him to say that he's the first person on Team Flash to know, that's a lie, because he's saying that Kid Flash is not part of Team Flash anymore. Because Kid Flash was like, something's wrong with homegirl. So, like, he wasn't the first to know.
And he didn't grow up with Iris. So, it took him one episode, whatever. So, yeah, let me know in the comments what you guys think.
Definitely. That's what's up. Is that all the news? I didn't want
to
cut you off.
That is all the news for today, yes.
I appreciate you. I didn't want to cut you off. And that is pretty much all we have. Before, we do have predictions, though. We have three more episodes. What do you guys think? How do you think this episode or this series is going to end?
Season,
not series. Thank you.
Careful.
not series.
You know, even tonight's episode, as much as I liked it, for some reason, I don't know if they're feeling the effects of Corona. It kind of slightly felt like it was edited together in a certain way that, like, you know, there was maybe some missing scenes or they had to like quickly put something together. We're gonna get a, you know, obviously Iris is coming out of the mirror, or we're at least gonna get to see her, you know, revealed. I think we're just gonna wrap up that storyline with Ava and her husband. Black hole will be like, will be broken. There'll be a vacuum in black hole with a head gone, and someone else will take over, and it'll just be this endless like villainous crew of people always like coming in to attack Barry from time to time, you know.
I'm hoping that they end the Ava storyline too, and I wonder if maybe they had planned to end it by 19 just because they were planning on entering the Thawn storyline towards the end of the season. But it could also be that they were going to end the Ava storyline around 20, right? And do Thawne for the last two episodes instead. So I don't know. But I hope that they end that storyline. We know Iris is finally coming out. So there's that at least. And I don't think that Ralph and Stuart are going to get together just yet. I think that they're just starting. So I don't think we'll see that till season 7, most likely.
Yeah. I'm thinking we might get a kiss or something with Sue and Ralph, but like that's pretty much it. I really like what you said at the beginning, though, how we'll probably get the end of Ava's storyline. But I like you said, I think that's going to be the cliffhanger, though, with Ava and Carver and all that showdown with Team Flash, because I couldn't see them doing a full 3 episodes with Reverse Flash. It was kind of teased. I feel like that's more of like a, we finished one battle, let's tease another battle, not let's put 3 episodes of the final season onto that. So that's where I think it's going to end, but it's going to be some craziness. For some reason, I want Ava to be the bigger villain than Carver, because we've seen so much of her. Right now, I don't really care for Carver. I just know he's bad because we can't touch him. So we'll see. But those are our predictions. We got to get out of here. It's 9:00. That is time. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. But before you leave, Zach, tell them where you can find them.
Guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH, Silverman 2.
And you can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Bolly Girl, where I post about the after shows that I'm on, as well as all kinds of random Bollywood stuff, if you're interested.
Sweet. I will see you there right after this. But no, thank you guys for tuning in as always. I am Jeff Williams at Jeff Ward Jr. on all your social media platforms. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in. We will be back same time next week. Have a good one.
Later, guys.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.